about Madoda Kasime. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that about?
Madoda Kasime, well, is our own version of saying, like, men, let's stand. Because, like, we face a lot of struggles as people, especially depression and mental health illnesses. And we find that a lot of females get help with regards to that, and not so many males get help with that. So we're trying to, like, break the stigma to saying that men are strong. We're just trying to make it equilibrium to say that we're equal. We all face the same issues. So here we are.
And it's very important for us to create that equilibrium, because there's this quote that's constantly circulating on social media that, you know, women are being empowered, but who is empowering the men that are going to be with these women?
You know, that's true.
And it's creating that imbalance in our society,
that's true.
But it's quite funny that there is a woman that is behind this. You know, you'd expect guys to be at the forefront of it all, but I guess Lerato is your partner in crime with regards to this.
That's true.
So you guys have put together a conference, right? A men's conference. This is a real one, not the one that was on social media.
Yeah.
So you've put together a men's conference. Tell us more about this.
Okay. Firstly, the men's conference will be on the 6th of September at the UJDFC library downstairs. We have guest speakers. Like, our main guest speaker is Hungani Ndlovu. The ladies know him as Romeo from Scandal. And then we have other people like Mzamo from PsyCat, who mediate the entire conversation. So we don't want people to start talking too personally. We just want someone to mediate as to what kind of topics we can reach out to. And then we have Tidiso from Campus Health, a nurse. He's a male. So our panel is full of males only. We also have like Dumi Sibia from Standard Bank, because when we were doing a survey, we went around the campus and we did a survey asking a few questions to the males, and what came out the most was that some of them feel like if they had help with their financial issues, maybe some of them wouldn't be so stressed, and maybe there wouldn't be so much abuse towards females and things like that.
Okay, I see. I want to bring Lerato into this conversation, seeing that he is a man and he somewhat relates more to men's issues than we as women would. Why do you feel it's important for men to have a conference or a conversation like this one? Can I ask you to use this mic? Because I want.
Well, I feel it's very important because most guys face a lot of issues. We have financial background issues. We have peer pressure issues as well. So being on campus, viewing a whole lot of things that guys go through, has opened up my eyes. And when Kero came up with the idea, I supported it fully and I agreed to the idea. I also work at Campus Health. I'm a student assistant at Campus Health. So most of the time, the people that come there are only women. So it means us guys, we're not taking care of our health. We're not prioritizing HIV tests. We're not prioritizing our mental health as well. So it's very important that us guys take a stand and live up to our own health, live up to making sure that we become true role models out there.
What can we expect to come out of this men's conference? What is the day looking like? From the moment I arrive, what can I expect as an attendee of the conference?
Well, I can say it's a matter of changing perspectives. It's, we're trying to change men's perspective. We're going to have a blast. We're going to talk as guys. It's specifically to men, so that us as guys, we should speak about issues that we face on daily basis, address issues that are so personal to us, so that when we get out of there, we have a changed perspective. We know what to do next. We have a direction of what to plan and how to fulfill our achieve our dreams.
Yes, Karen.
And it's not like gonna be like one of those formal conferences, you know, when there's a presenter and then the people need to listen. At the end of the day, they just leave. My idea was that we make it in a form of the big debate kind of thing.
Nice.
So that there'll be a panel, and then they'll have like students, and then students will address their issues however they feel they need to be addressed, and then the panel will engage with them so that it will be more effective, rather than having to listen to a like presentation the whole day, and then at the end of the day you're just going out there like, okay, I received the information, but I don't feel like I'm content with everything I got.
Because you know, when you take part in such conversations, in those kinds of conversations, there's a lot of light bulbs that go on. There's a lot of things that ring in a person's head. And then in certain moments, then they feel compelled to actually do something about whatever's happening around them.
That's true.
But Lerato, do you find that guys actually have these conversations within their own circles, or do they just wait until like things are like really bad?
Yeah, most of us guys, we wait for until things are really bad. Yeah, because it's not easy to always speak up from a guy's perspective. We tend to face a whole lot of challenges in our communities, and we're told to become men. That's the typical language that we grow up with, that you need to be a man, you need to be strong and all of that. So it's a bit difficult to always speak up, but hence we're creating this platform so that guys can speak up, so that we can address these issues. If it means your financial issues, hence we brought Standard Bank as well to also give us an idea of how to manage our finances.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a matter of us changing this perspective that you just need to be strong and be a man. It's a matter of speaking up, whatever issues that you're facing, let's speak up as guys. Let it not be just us going out, having beers, getting drunk and girls and all of that, but then let's face the issues that are affecting us on daily basis.
I like that. So for a person that wants to be part of the men's conference, how can they go about doing that?
Currently, we're still looking for like students and emails, so they can send an email to carolinekoza5@gmail.com if they want to RSVP for the event. They can also follow us on IG at madota Asteric Kasime, and on Facebook madota Kasime. That's where we'll give out everything and the information.
All right, awesome stuff. I think this is something that's necessary. We're tired of this imbalance. We need a balance again.
That's
and
true.
This is definitely a step in the right direction. Just to recap, when is the men's conference taking place?
On the 6th of September, 12 o'clock to 2. That's culture hour to 2 o'clock. And then it will be at the UJ Library DFC downstairs.
All right, awesome stuff. Caroline and Lerato, thank you so much for coming through. And thank you for putting something like this together.
Pleasure.
I hope it will go beyond you.
We hope so too.
Awesome stuff. That was Caroline and Lerato from Madota Kasime. They have put together a men's conference that is going to help men tackle issues that they often face, like health, mental health issues, abuse, and the like. So if you do want to RSVP for this event, just email Caroline at carolinekoza5@gmail.com. Taking place on the 6th of September 2019 at UJ DFC Library from 12 to 2.